Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today I've got some more crazy entitled parent stories for you. Entitled mother at a bank robbery. Okay, so this is going to be a bit odd, as you can tell by the title, so here's some backstory. I go to a graduate school in a city that's adjoined to a university-run hospital. As such, there's a bank just up the street that a lot of students, doctors, nurses, locals, and patients use all the time. However, the area around campus is a bit dangerous, with occasional gang violence, robberies, etc. I had received an email from campus police this week warning us that the very bank I'm talking about had been robbed just that week, and that no weapons were involved. Unlike the movies or in games, bank robberies are more or less handing someone a piece of paper saying you're robbing them, and per policy, they comply with your demands. So the guy who robbed them had made a quick getaway, even though the police response times are usually pretty good around campus. Now for the story. I had just taken a quick break from my work in my lab and went to the bank to manage my money, to make sure my financial aid disbursement had hit my account and transfer it to savings. I'm not a fan of mobile banking, and then withdraw some cash to hit one of the nearby food trucks. There's a small line and I'm behind a brown-haired lady, EM, with the baby stroller and small kid at her side, the stroller was for the kid, a tall man with scrubs on, probably an RN from the hospital or someone who worked in the School of Dentistry, a lankier looking guy who kind of smelled from all the way from the end of the line, and a guy at the teller taking a while to make a withdrawal. The entitled mother is talking on speakerphone to what I can only assume is an assistant from her job that has a list of HR complaints stacked as tall as they were, because the entitled mum would occasionally yell insults like, "You did what? You stupid idiot!" Or, "If I were as dumb as you, I'd be praying every day to thank God for your job, because clearly he would have to be involved for you to have that job." It was very annoying to everyone except the teller and the guy making the withdrawal. The guy finally finishes at the teller, and then the line moves up. The entitled mum finishes her phone call, and the guy ahead of her and I both sighed a little bit. The entitled mum then asked the man in front of her if she could cut ahead of him. "Excuse me, I'm in a hurry and I have to make a withdrawal and run home. I have to get some work done and then get my son to his swimming lesson." The guy replies,
"Sorry, but I have to get back as soon as possible. These scrubs I'm wearing aren't for fun."
The EM starts making a fuss, and I was honestly distracted from what was happening at the teller. As the entitled mum was ranting about her work and kids, spouting things like, "You wouldn't know the hardships of motherhood. You think you're the only one with a hard job. Try being a parent with a job." The lanky man at the teller had apparently slipped the teller a note demanding money. The note didn't say anything about a weapon, and the banker kind of just went through the steps they were supposed to, per policy. They didn't look frightened or make a scene, so I was none the wiser until after the fact. The lanky man left the bank with a substantial amount of money, tucking it away in his pants as he left. He then started running up the street, but I didn't care too much. It's the city, people do weird stuff. Karen starts trying to barge her way to the front of the line, but is completely ignored by the staff as they went about their business behind the counter. After the entitled mum demanded to speak to a manager, police showed up. The clerk gave them a description of the man and points out the direction he had run off to. All but two officers head out, while the two at the bank started asking questions. I realised what had happened by this point, but the entitled mum was not so quick on the uptake. She started grabbing one of the officers and demanded that they force the bank teller to let her make a withdrawal, saying it was illegal and that they should be arrested, throwing in occasional comments like, "You have no idea who you're talking to," and others along the lines of, "I'm a big deal, so arrest this pleb and let me leave." The officer informs her that she is a witness to a bank robbery and will need to give them her statement before she can do anything. Additionally, the bank would be temporarily closing. The entitled mum starts melting down at this point and goes on a tirade about how she needed her money, how this was all illegal. Yeah, you don't say, the bank got robbed. How there couldn't have been a robbery because she was there the whole time and nothing had happened, and how her son was going to miss his swimming lessons, all because of the stupid bank and the incompetent officers couldn't do their jobs. Looping back to her, "I'm a mum and I have a job and it's very hard," comments she made earlier. She even threatened to sue the officers and the bank for traumatizing my little angel. Meanwhile, the kid was just quietly freaking out, not knowing what was going on. At this point, I just talked to the other officer and started filling out a form with my contact information and a written testimony of what had happened. I left the bank, and the last I saw of the entitled mother reminded me of a tomato because of how red her face had gotten. I mean that quite literally, because her face was stark red from the sheer rage she felt and all the shouting. The officer she was yelling at was one of the most professional people I've ever seen. The guy probably should have been a hostage negotiator with how calm he managed to keep while talking to the entitled mother. The next day, we received this email from campus police about the incident. "Dear community, yesterday afternoon, the bank located inside the university medical center was robbed for the second time in a week. While no weapon was used or even suggested during these robberies, I know crime of any kind can be concerning and want to update you on the ongoing investigation. At approximately 1:10 p.m. yesterday, the bank located at blank was robbed. The same location was robbed last Tuesday. In both cases, the robber approached a teller and asked for money. We believe the same suspect is responsible for both robberies. He is described as a slim black male who is about 5'10". He was last seen wearing a striped shirt, red basketball shorts, and a black and grey hat, and was carrying a dark-coloured backpack. I want to stress that we do not believe there is any current threat to the community. The robber did not threaten to harm anyone, did not say he had a weapon, and did not show a weapon. Our officers at the University Police Department responded and searched the area along with security and the police department, but were unable to locate the suspect. We will continue to investigate. Preventing crime is a community effort. If you see something, say something, and in an emergency, always call 911. I take all crime on our campus very seriously, and I'm committed to keeping our community safe. Resources are available to help you today and throughout the year, like our Safe Walk and Safe Ride program, which will get you safely to your destination 24/7. Now, I just want to highlight this line: preventing crime is a community effort. If you see something, say something. The entitled mother in this instance not only failed to recognize there was a robbery happening in front of her face, but also distracting other members of the public who could have done something to help at the time or later in the investigation. Back to the story, everyone was fine and I went about my day with an interesting story to tell my friends over a drink. In my opinion, I can't think of many worse circumstances than when an entitled parent actually aids the help of a bank robbery. That is mental. And then once the entitled parent actually realizes the police are there for a robbery, she still wants to get her money out. Like, lady, you are not the priority right now. There's been a robbery. Some people just don't understand. Anyway, moving on to our next story. Entitled mother and daughter tries to steal family dog. Daughter almost gets bitten in the face. This story sounds like it has some potential for some good old justice. This story happened a couple of months ago. My parents were out of town and I was house sitting for them. It was a lovely Saturday morning and the weather was perfect, so I decided to take the dog for a walk. The dog, let's name her Luna, was a rescued miniature poodle found by my uncle after the previous owner left her outside for long periods of time, even in harsh weather, with hopes that she would run off, but she never left. Soon, Luna was later passed on to my mum. I also should mention that it's clear that when we got Luna that she had abandonment issues. Despite this, she really bonded to my family, especially me, my sister, and my mum. I should also mention that Luna is very smart, well-mannered, protective, and especially loyal. Me and my mum could let her off her leash and walk around the park, and Luna would always stay within 4 feet of us at all times, and never would let us out of her sight. Luna is one of the best dogs our family has had the pleasure of owning. As I mentioned before, I was in a local park walking Luna. It was a beautiful morning outside and the park wasn't very crowded yet. About 3/4 of the way through our walk, I noticed a park officer make his way towards us. He stopped right in front of us and got off his bike.
"Excuse me, sir, is that your dog?"
"Why, yes, it is, sir. Is everything okay?"
"Well, I got a report of a black guy walking a stolen poodle in the park, so I was just doing some investigation."
Well, I can assure you this dog is definitely not stolen. Watch this. I hand the officer the leash and slowly start to walk away. Luna started to whimper loudly as I get further away and starts to pull up the leash towards me. Soon, the officer lets go of the leash and Luna makes a beeline for me. The officer acknowledges that this is in fact my dog and gets back on his bike and tells me to have a good day. As we get to the parking lot to get in my car and go home, I notice in the corner of my eye a minivan not too far away from my car. It opened its doors and out comes an entitled mother and her 12-year-old daughter, both stomping towards me. I stop and turn to face both of them. "That's not your daughter and you know it." "Mom, this is my family's dog. She's been in our family for years."
"Bullcrap. Why else would a black man be seen walking around with a poodle?"
"Because it's my dog, you crazy lady." During this exchange, the daughter of the entitled mother kneels down in front of Luna. Being as well-mannered as she is, Luna lets the daughter pet her. The entitled mother holds her hand out.
"Give us the poodle so we can find the real owners or I'll report you to the police."
"Leave me alone, you crazy lady."
"Last chance, give us the poodle."
At this point, I've had enough and decide to walk away. As I'm turning my back, the daughter unhooks Luna's leash from her harness, picks up the dog and starts to jog towards the minivan. This causes Luna to whimper loudly. I proceed to go after her, but the entitled mother blocks my way. I brush her aside, which caused her to pull on my shirt in an attempt to stop me. As the daughter is getting closer to the minivan, I see the usually sweet Luna turn into an absolute demon. She starts to thrash about in the daughter's arms and then proceeds to try and bite the girl's face, barely missing by an inch. All this caused the daughter to scream and drop Luna, who proceeds to make a beeline back for me. The entitled mother lets go of me and ran to her daughter to see if she's okay. At this point, I decide to waste no time and open my car door and tell Luna up, which she jumps in and sits in the passenger seat. I hop in the driver's seat, immediately start the car and drive away. In the rearview mirror, I see the entitled mother trying to chase after my car on foot, but she's way too slow to keep up. On the way home, I pet Luna on the head and tell her, "Good girl." I told my mum about the incident and she thanked me for keeping her fur baby safe. Well, it's good to hear that Luna made it out okay, as seen by this picture. What a lovely doggo. I don't know why entitled parents seem to have an obsession with stealing pets like this, but it's good to see that Luna was safe and okay in the end.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Entitled mum follows me into the cinema and completely ruins my day with my girlfriend. So this is a story that really irks me. I decided today that I would visit Lily, my girlfriend, and I was extremely excited. I got up super early. At 5 a.m, I wake up, pack my stuff, and grab breakfast and got a train at 7 a.m. to Lily City. It takes about 2 hours. I arrive there and I meet Lily at her house at about 9:30 a.m. "You're here!" She grabs me and pulls me to her and literally nearly suffocates me by kissing me. "Of course I came. Wouldn't miss the chance to see you for £1 million. How have you been?" "Good. Been out with friends. Avoided mum at all costs." "Your mum still needs you. She is sad and crazy. Avoid her sometimes, but not all the time. If she does anything to you, I will kill her myself." Well, I'm already going to make quite a bold prediction that Lily's mum is probably the entitled parent in this story. You always find the best in people, don't you? I try. For you, it's not hard. After about an hour of fun, me and Lily decide to go see a movie. She is a big fan of Fast and Furious, so we see the new one, Hobbs and Shaw. About 20 minutes into the movie, I look over to the right and see someone staring at me. I shrug it off to start with, but then the stare becomes piercing and the person starts moving closer. I know who it is. I wrap my arm over Lily's shoulder, kiss her forehead and whisper in her ear,
"Your mum is here."
Lily's face turns red with anger. "Ignore her, please. I really want to see this movie." "Okay." For about 15 minutes, the entitled mum just stares at us. Well, me, giving me a dirty look. Lily notices this as well. "New plan. Kiss me like you never have before. It will make her so angry she will get kicked out." Well, I mean, she doesn't have to tell me twice. That is exactly what I did. It was pretty amazing, to be honest, but then I feel an arm grip my neck.
Get off her! She is my daughter and this is her boyfriend.
Some stupid kid, let's call him Lewis, tries to grab me, but I shrug him off.
Get away from her now before I beat the heck out of you!
Lewis, let it go. I dumped you months ago. You hit me. I turn savage. I say in a threatening voice, "You hit her? That is going to be the biggest mistake of your life when I'm done with you." I go to pounce at him, but Lily grabs me towards her and pulls me in tight.
"No, he isn't worth it." She then turns towards Lewis. "Now F off before I hurt you."
"No, Lily, you will dump him and go with Lewis now."
"No."
"Lily, I don't want to hurt you again, but if you don't obey me, then I will."
Wait, sorry, why is her own mother telling her to get back with a boyfriend that was abusive towards her? Is she an idiot?
"Touch her and I will tear you apart limb by limb."
"All talk, aren't you? You're not going to touch me. Lily deserves a guy like me."
"Lewis, you are a manipulative, horrible person who has a tiny... savage."
"Will you date me?"
He starts walking towards Lily. I break free and grab his arm. "I'm not all talk, now back off." He punches me square in the face, but I do boxing, I've had a lot worse. I look at Lily, she shakes her head. "I'm not going to fight you, that's not what Lily wants, now back off." He starts to walk to Lily, but I step in front and he punches me in the stomach. I then grab Lily and pull her to me to protect her. Meanwhile, he is throwing a few punches and the entitled mum is screaming. A cinema employee sees me taking punches and the entitled mum screaming.
"What is going on here?"
"This kid stole my daughter and is forcing her to go out with him.
And she is my girlfriend."
"Really? Because from what I saw, it was you punching this kid and this girl clinging to him for protection. Now get out of this cinema now." "You heard him, get out." Lewis punches me again and I lose my cool. I kick him straight in the knee, knocking him to the floor. He genuinely cries. I'm about to turn his face into a pile of rubbish when Lily pulls me away. Like I said in my last post, I show very little remorse when it comes to people I hate. Her entitled mother then slaps me across the face and it feels like I'm in a royal rumble. Yeah, you've just got entitled people coming at you from every single angle at this point. The employee forces Lewis and Lily's entitled mother out of the cinema. They are now banned from there.
"Hey, if he presses charges, then I will help. What you did was self-defense. Do you need any medical attention?"
"I'm alright. I think I will just watch the movie."
"Okay, I will get you a refund, sir."
"If you get a refund for me, keep it. Take it as a thank you for your help." So, me and Lily have a great rest of the movie. Me with a bloody lip and Lily saying I'm sorry every second. After the movie, me and Lily grab a bite to eat at TGI Fridays. Then I meet Lily's dad. He is a really nice guy. "Hey dad, this is my boyfriend Jack."
"Wait, what? Is this story about me?"
"Hey there, how you doing? You don't look the best. Your lip isn't looking great." "Well, I ran into your ex-wife."
"Ah, well, that explains a lot. She is a horrible woman."
"I hope you're not like one of the boys EM gets Lily with."
"No, Dad, nothing like that. He has already ran into Lewis."
"Lewis, what a complete prat he was. Hope you taught him a lesson."
I kicked him in the knee and made him cry.
"Good stuff. You two got a place for tonight?"
"Mum's."
"No, definitely not. You two can stay with me."
"Oh, thanks, Dad."
He then drives us to his place. Lily runs into the house, but he stops me.
"Hurt her and I will kill you."
"Wouldn't have to. I'd do it myself."
"Wow, you care about her a lot. More than anything else."
He then whispers in my ear, "I've got really good earplugs, oh my god." I laugh with him and continue to talk. So that is it. A very eventful day, but a great day because I spent it with my girlfriend, met her a really nice dad, and I had a lot of fun. Thanks very much for reading. Well, thank you very much, Jack, for posting this in my own subreddit r/RedditorYT. Sounds like everything was okay in the end, apart from your bloody lip, of course. As I always say, I really love reading all your posts on my own subreddit. We now have 3,500 members. That is nuts. Honestly, it's one of the first places I go to when I want entertaining and outrageous stories like this one. So keep them coming and you'll see them on the channel very soon. With that in mind, let's move on to another one. Entitled Mum tries taking my new and first car I bought. So I finally got around to buying myself a first car, a BMW 440i Grand Coupe M Performance package. Wow. And I love it so far. It's a comfy and fast four-door car, but to the story.
So last week, I got done doing all my stuff and went ahead and picked my friend up with my new car, which he hasn't seen yet. So I show him around and do all the usual stuff for a 17-year-old to show off a little with his ride. Well, with a car like that, I really don't blame you. So we decided to go for a little drive, and after a bit we got hungry, so we decided to go out and get ourselves some McDonald's. We pull into the drive-thru and we see this woman sitting by the window with her two kids, one about 7, the other around 16. Now I don't usually read out the cast list, but in this instance it's important. So EK1 isn't really entitled, but EK2 certainly is, remember that. So as I said, we pull into the drive-thru but it was kinda busy, so we pulled up behind 7 cars. But we noticed a woman, the entitled mother, staring at us with such a dirty look. It was so dirty, I can't get it out of my head. Then she went ahead to call someone, but we didn't think anything at the moment. We were just chilling, so we just thought, oh, she's just hating. So we keep going, but she keeps looking, we just continue. So after about 15 minutes, we're finally able to order. So we ordered and continued. We pull into the parking lot and look for a place to park, but there wasn't one, so we decide to drive for a bit and look around for a spot. As we pull out, we see the entitled mum and her two kids get in their car and start following us. So we just hammered the brake and slowed down to get behind them, but they also kept on slowing down and flashing their headlights. So we hammer the throttle, and the acceleration of my car is quite fast, so we easily outdo her Toyota Yaris. Of course she had a Toyota Yaris. For those of you that don't know, that is literally the typical entitled parent car. That is quite funny. So we pull into a small shopping mall parking lot to eat all our food and stuff, but as we eat, we see the entitled mother with her car pull up next to us, and she gets out and starts screaming at us, "Shut down your car!" And we're just here like, okay. So at first I thought she was angered by the stock exhaust system that comes out of the car, which is an M Performance exhaust, which is loud AF. So I shut it off and I asked her what's going on, and she said, "Give the keys to my son because he is a better driver and deserves it better than you. You probably got this with illegal money." Which I haven't. I've been working since I was 14 to afford this specific vehicle. I said, "No, I worked my butt off for this. Why would he deserve it?" To which she said, "He just got his license and he's been doing good in school." To which I say, "Congrats to you, dude, but no, you're not getting this car." The entitled mother and the second entitled kid get furious and start arguing about something, as the first kid just sits there. The entitled mum pulls out of the car and says, "Give us the car, we need it. You see, I'm a hardworking mother and we need this more." I basically got out and tried to talk to them. So as I say, "Mom, I won't give this," she slaps me, and her entitled kid tried taking the car. But my friend got out and slammed the kid on the hood of the entitled mother's Yaris. And more security jumps between us, and he saw it all, and the entitled mother screams, "He hit me!" But actually, the entitled mother had hit me, not the other way around. Then the second kid, who is entitled, starts overreacting about my friend slamming him onto the hood. So the guard called in the real cops, and we waited, so we all got taken to a room with cameras, etc. So the cops arrive and ask about what happened. The entitled mum starts making up her own story, and her kid goes along with it, saying that me and my friend tried to rob them and we pointed guns at them, etc. The cop asks, "Is this true?" We said, "No, look at the cameras." Now the first kid, who is not entitled but maybe a little embarrassed, actually had our back here and said, "It's not true, mummy tried to steal keys to a blue car." To which I was surprised, such a good soul, that kid. Yeah, that is surprising that he has such a good soul, with a sibling as entitled and a mother who is even more. So, the officers check the cameras and take the entitled mother and her entitled kid to the station. I don't know what happened afterwards. But the first entitled kid's dad picks him up and says, "I have already heard it, I'm sorry. I said it's all good, but I decided to give my McNuggets to the first kid because of his honesty." We still are in contact with EK1 and his dad, and we're meeting up again soon. I didn't press charges because I felt sorry. Well, to be honest, I don't really blame you. I'm just thinking about it. In that situation, I don't think I would have pressed charges either. I genuinely feel sorry for the people in these entitled families who aren't entitled, who are just embarrassed. Like, if you think about it, this kid has had to go through so much already, most likely, with such an entitled family. If you were to sue them in this case, all that would happen is that it would probably just damage their family even more and make your mum even more entitled. So for me, I totally get why you didn't sue in this instance. Anyway, that brings us to the end of these entitled parent stories. I really hope you enjoyed them, and thank you so much for watching all the way through. It is really appreciated. You know what? Comment guacamole if you've got to this point, and people who haven't will be so confused, and I will heart every guacamole comment I see. Love you all, and I will see you all soon with some more.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.